Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tommy Tucker, WWL, flying rapidly through Thursday morning. It's 9:38. Troy Duhon joins us now, my boy Troy. And we wanted to talk about the automotive industry, and I also want to talk about Giving Hope NOLA. But the automotive industry, first of all, good morning, Troy. How are you?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
I'm all right. Tell me about the automotive industry and the importance of it to the economy.
Well, keep in mind, Tony, obviously the automobile business kind of runs a lot of what the U.S. economy lives on because of all the instruments that are built into a car, the needs and necessity of a car, and all the jobs that we employ, millions of jobs. And a lot of people have called me recently and said, Troy, what do you think is going to happen? And I want to make sure people understand that interest rates are at an all-time low. I mean, Tommy, we haven't seen interest rates like this in 50 years. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know about you, but I went and filled up my car the other day at $1.59 a gallon.
Yep. That dollar's going a lot further.
And then on top of that, Tommy, the average age of a car on the road is the oldest it's ever been. So a lot of people are hanging on to their cars longer, but would you hang on to your car that if you felt secure about your job and you could get a car loan for 0% for 84 months?
That is 7 years.
Yeah, think
and this
about
will
it. 7 years.
Well, I'm just saying this will be over with. Who knows? But it's not going to be years or anything like that. And you'll have that, you'll lock that 0% interest in for a long time.
And let me also share this with you, Tommy. The government, you know, puts out, what, $2 trillion of liquidity? So think about all the people that before could maybe have not gotten a loan. Now there's so much money to lend. I've already seen it in the last 48 hours. I've seen people that 6 months ago couldn't get a car credit and now are getting approved. It's amazing what has happened in the last 72 hours as it relates to people's ability to get an auto loan.
And, again, this is not going to go on forever because once the economy gets going again, I guess eventually you can see the interest rates go up, et cetera. Troy, when it comes to ripple effects in the economy, as you were talking about with the car business, it's based also, is it not, on an ongoing thing in terms of not every car is going to last forever? And I guess, I don't know if there's an average age of cars. How does that work?
Yeah, the average age of a car registered in North America is the oldest it's ever been since World War II. It's 12 years old. That means for every brand new car we sell, there's one on the road that's 24 years old. And You're right. It ain't like a house. Eventually the wheels do fall off. Eventually the engine stops. So if the average age of a car is 12 years old, that means the pent-up demand is massive. So now all of a sudden, as people get back and they get their job back and there's consumer confidence, they're going to realize they're driving a 15- and 18-year-old car. They can buy a brand-new car with nothing down and 0% for 84 months. They're going to say, now is the time to do it. So you're right. The pent-up demand's massive. The cars are the oldest they've been since World War II. And like I said, a lot of people are getting loans because of all this liquidity.
Talk about the technology in the newer vehicles, if you will. My daughter, you know, got a Honda Ridgeline from the Honda store, and it amazed me at how many different things the car has and how the technology in these vehicles has changed.
Well, you're starting to see, you know, people are very concerned about driverless vehicles, and what the insurance company has, the insurance industry has done is put pressure on the manufacturers to create cars, Tommy, that are safer. So now when you drive a car and all of a sudden you lean to the wrong lane, all of a sudden the car pulls you in. Or let's say hypothetically you miss a blind spot and somebody pulls out in front of you. Now all of a sudden the car stops for you. You're going to see so much advances in technology that relates to safety, which is making cars safer, which means lower insurance rates. So one of the things that we're trying to do in the industry is create cars that are safer, more reliable, and then thus creating a lot more, let's say, low insurance rates and the ability of people to feel safe in their cars.
Somebody texted in about financing for 84 months, about how long it takes to pay that off. But I think what they're not realizing is it's costing them nothing to use somebody's money for that period of time.
It's like free money, Tommy. When you pay 0% interest, it doesn't make a difference what the term is, because you just put the budget at what you can afford. The good thing is that you're paying principal dollar for dollar, which means there's no interest charges, which normally can cause someone to be in an upside-down situation. And in this particular case, it doesn't happen.
Tell me about Giving Hope, Nola. You know we got to talk about that.
You know, Tommy, it's been the last week and a half, it has been like Katrina. I mean, the day after they let people back into the city of Katrina, we ran 1,200 cars. On Tuesday of last week, we ran 700 cars. We have run close to over probably feeding 10,000 people a day, because the average car that's coming through the line now, Tommy, has two and three families in it. So what we're starting to see, which they reported in the news last night, is a shortage of food. And my concern is, as I look at this line, I got here at 7:30. There was already a line outside for people. We don't open till 11. And I'm concerned because, yes, I love doing this, but what's going to happen the day that I have to turn the cars away? That is my biggest fear, Tommy. Mm-hmm. I've talked to the mayor's office. I've talked to the governor's office. I said, guys, you don't understand. The city of New Orleans is, you're right, an epicenter for what this virus is doing. But there is tremendous fear for people to not have food. Don't get me wrong. I'm afraid to get the virus. I'm also afraid that I could lose my job. But what if I wake up and I have no food? What does that do to somebody? And, Tommy, when you look at these people in this line, I mean, yes, there's some fear and there's some concern, and we're doing everything in our power. But my biggest concern is what's going to happen when we run out of food. Second Harvest is already reporting that within 10 days they'll be out of food. And it's going to require the governor and the mayor to go to D.C. and engage the USDA, because there'll be today alone, there'll be another 3,000 to 5,000 families we're going to feed today alone.
When you say running the cars through, so people understand, because you deal with this every day, Miss Betty has a kitchen set up. Is that the Toyota store? Where is this, Troy?
We're at 13040 I-10 Service Road, which is the headquarters of Premier. So what they're doing, Tommy, is we're not allowing people to get out the car. We have volunteers with masks and gloves, and we actually let you pop your trunk. And then what we do is you come from station to station to station in your car. We're putting the produce, we're putting the meat, we're putting the milk, we're putting the eggs. We put it all in your trunk for you. So you never get out the car. We play great music. Everybody's smiling. Everybody's having a good time, and we make it very convenient for you. So we're running close to about 150 cars an hour.
Wow. So if somebody wants to help, how do they do that? And what happens if you do run out of food? That'd be terrible to have to turn people away.
You know, Tommy, that's my biggest concern. If they want to help, we'd love for them to go to givinghopenola.org, and you can go online and register to volunteer. You can just show up any day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 10 o'clock. Listen, we need all the volunteers we can get our hands on. And, my concern is very much that. I actually made a phone call to D.C. this morning to let them know this is a serious issue. I think local officials need to understand this. I've talked to several council members that I said, guys, what is going to happen the day that Giving Hope turns away thousands of people a day? You tell me. I want you to be here when I have to announce to these people there is no more food, because I can't do that. So you're right. I am concerned.
I was just wondering what kind of response you're getting when you do reach out.
Well, now they realize that, you know, this morning the conversation is to get Washington involved. That, like I said, the city of New Orleans is considered a virus epicenter. There are a lot of people that are out of work. The entire hospitality industry is out of work. A lot of people don't have money because they live week to week, so they don't have food. And they're desperate. These are not people. These are desperate people. And Tommy, we've done a great job, but like I said, I'm concerned based on reports from Second Harvesters last night that they're going to be out of food in less than a week.
Yeah, we talked to Jay Weiss earlier, and man, I'm going to tell you what, it's a lot. It's bad. So he talked about some food, I think, the red tape was holding from people getting. I didn't quite understand what he was saying.
Somebody of authority, it's going to take the governor or Senator John Kennedy. It's going to take somebody, or Steve Scalise. It's going to take somebody to engage the USDA. There's somebody has to get USDA involved in this situation now. Because like I said, nobody's going to want to be here next week when I got to tell that line of cars, I am so sorry, but today I can't help you. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a sad moment.
If somebody's listening right now and they need that kind of help, how do they go about it, Troy, getting in line and doing all of that?
Well, obviously the address, like I said, for the pantry is 13040 I-10 Service Road. It's right on Interstate 10, right there by the automobile dealerships. It's my corporate office. And the line starts about 7:30. And like I said, we'll run it till we don't start serving till 11, and we run to about 3 o'clock or until we run out. We were told today by Second Harvesters to cut it off at 300 cars, and that makes me upset. And that's why I'm thanking you for taking this call, because somebody listening needs to help giving hope. Somebody who can influence the USDA, that can influence our public officials, that the minute that Giving Hope stops feeding people, it's going to be very serious, because these people are living day to day.
So what officials? Who can they call? Is this the kind of thing you call your congressman or something?
It's going to take, I'm going to put a call into John Kennedy. It's going to take Senator Kennedy. It's going to take the governor. And look, the good news, Tommy, is the fact that we've already been designated emergency, you know, state. Therefore, it's just somebody engaging that relief part of it. Food is always part of the emergency state. So now someone's got to release that, engage USDA to say, hey, we need to get some food down in New Orleans, and we need to do it now. And that's what needs to happen.
Man, I wish you luck. I really do. If somebody wants to get involved actively, they can volunteer. Or is there a way to I don't know, do you want food? Do you want donations? Which would you prefer?
You know, listen, we'll take, you know, we'll from any time in the afternoon, like when the line's not operating, from before 11 or after 3, you know, keep in mind, Tommy, we had 3 trucks. So we would go out to Winn-Dixie and Rouse's and the military commissary, and we go to all these Walmart, we go to all these outlets, and we would pick that up. Well, guess what? There's nothing there to pick up no more. I mean, you walked into a grocery store lately. What have you seen? Empty rows, right?
Yep.
Whereas prior to this event, Tommy, I could go into a Rouse's or a Winn-Dixie and pick up tons of food. And they were appreciative because we were doing it. But now those exits are gone because there's no food left on the counters. So to get involved, like I said, if you want to donate anytime before 11, that same address, 13040 I-10 Service Road, after 3, we'll take any donation you got because we desperately need it. If you're at home and you want to volunteer, I promise you one of the joyous days, one of the most exciting days of this really sad moment is to come volunteer. Why? Because when you see a lady drive through with 3 kids in the back seat and she's sitting there with tears in her eyes telling you, thank you. Thank you so much for doing this. There's no greater joy, Tommy. And no, and I told my own kids, y'all need to come down. They have come down there and see this, because this is what's going to get you excited that you're putting joy in somebody's face.
It's going to give you hope. That's why it's called Giving Hope NOLA. It's givinghopenola.org. Log on, and then you get every bit of instruction you need from there. Right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, Troy Duhon. The dealerships are open. As a matter of Troy, you still there?
Yeah, I would say this to some people asking about I would say if you have an open recall in your car, now is the best time to get it taken care of, because a lot of shops need the work and it doesn't cost you anything to get your recalls done.
And you are open, I guess you just social distance,
yes,
and those kind of things?
Yeah, we do all that. We have very limited crew, but we're there. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. GivingHopeNOLA.org. We'll take a break. Come back, find out what Newell Norman has planned for us here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.